I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's eNews, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on June 23, 1972, President Richard Nixon signed Title IX into law. It prohibited discrimination against women in sports, bringing profound change over the last 40 years. Anna J. Schwartz, a research economist who co-authored much of a book examining the root cause of the Great Depression with Milton Friedman, died on June 21st, reported the New York Times. Friedman won the Nobel Prize for the 900-page A Monetary History of the United States, now considered a classic, but many thought it should have been awarded jointly. Anna did all of the work, and I got most of the recognition, Friedman said at one point. A woman in Sudan who was to be stoned to death has been released, according to Equality Now. Intisar Sharif Abdallah admitted to adultery only after she was beaten and tortured by her brother, who instigated the case against her, according to the LA Times. Equality Now reports that the appellate court has vacated Intisar's sentence and has ordered a new trial based on defects in the original trial. Sudanese courts have sentenced several women to death by stoning in recent years, but the sentences have been overturned on appeal. In India, women who are divorced, widowed, or separated from their husbands are less likely to commit suicide than married women, the exact opposite of what researchers have found in the United States, according to a study. The surprising results, published this week in the journal Lancet, underscore how many of the conclusions reached about suicide through studying wealthy industrialized countries do not apply elsewhere in the world, reported the Los Angeles Times. Hillary Rodham Clinton took a stand for women's reproductive rights during the Rio 20 United Nations conference this week. The Washington Post reports the U.S. Secretary of State said women must be empowered to make decisions on whether and when to have children if the world is to attain agreed-upon sustainable development goals. Clinton spoke during the conference's last day, applauding the final document's endorsement of women's sexual and reproductive health, but making it clear that she objected to the omission of specific language on reproductive rights. An initial draft of the conference's outcome document included a commitment to those rights. That wording was watered down in the final draft, then deleted completely after opposition from the G77, a negotiating bloc of developing countries at the United Nations and the Vatican. UNICEF officials are warning that the crisis in the north of Mali has dramatically increased the risks from diseases such as cholera, measles, and polio, and could increase maternal and infant deaths. A scheduled polio campaign failed to take place last week, and with more people moving across borders, the disease risks being imported from neighboring countries where there are cases. Mali had traditionally been a stable, tolerant country, but in the space of a few months, it has seen half its territory seized by a feuding assortment of Islamist militants and Tuareg separatists, and its elected government overthrown by a military coup, reported the BBC. Several thousand people thronged the Michigan state capitol earlier this week to protest the treatment of two female lawmakers who were barred from speaking on the House floor following an emotional debate over abortion. They heard a recitation by the two lawmakers and others of the Vagina Monologues. The performance was the culmination of 5 days of reaction to the decision by House Republican leaders to issue one-day revocations of the right of state representatives Lisa Brown and Barb Byram to speak on the House floor. Lawmakers said the discipline was in response to incivility displayed by the two representatives a day earlier during a debate over legislation to impose new restrictions on abortion clinics. Brown said she was punished for using the word vagina. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden joined a roster of sports stars in a public service announcement to raise awareness about dating violence. Biden launched the campaign, called One is Too Many, last year. The PSA features Eli Manning, Jeremy Lin, Jimmy Rollins, Evan Longoria, David Beckham, Joe Torre, and Andy Katz. Young women continue to face the highest rates of dating violence and sexual assault, according to the administration. In the last year, one in 10 teens has reportedly been physically hurt on purpose by a boyfriend or girlfriend. One in 5 young women has been sexually assaulted while in college. The HIV infection rate for heterosexual African-American women in Washington, D.C.'s poorest neighborhoods nearly doubled in 2 years, from 6.3% to 12.1%, according to a study released by the D.C. Department of Health. The large increase reflects wider testing of people who were previously unaware of their status and possibly a still rising rate of new infections in that high-risk group, officials said. The disease remains at epidemic levels in Washington. And women who go through in vitro fertilization early in life are at a higher risk of developing breast cancer compared to those who don't undergo the treatment, suggests a new study. The findings, however, cannot determine whether IVF contributed to the cancers or whether something else could explain the link, reported Reuters. Louise Stewart, the study's lead author and a researcher at the University of Western Australia, said she doesn't think it's a huge increased risk. She added, however, that her findings did show a link between the two, and doctors should keep that in the back of their minds. And in New Mexico news, Alice Guy Blanchet, an accomplished director of more than 1,500 films, is finally getting her due in a new film to be screened on June 24th in Santa Fe, according to the Albuquerque Journal. The Lost Garden, the life and cinema of Alice Guy Blanchet, will be shown at 4 p.m. Sunday, June 24th at Tipton Hall on the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's campus. And Terry Kelly Moyers, a Santa Fe artist, became only the second woman in the history of the Prix de West Invitational to win the coveted Prix de West Purchase Award in Oklahoma, according to Eye on Oklahoma Online. The oil painting, titled La Luz de Fe, The Light of Faith, sold for $58,000 and included an additional cash prize of $5,000 and the coveted Prix de West medallion. It now becomes part of the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum's 38-piece Prix de West collection. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.